Hello and welcome again to another edition of Teaching English is Fun, a podcast for both teachers, students, and I guess anyone else who just wants to listen to my voice. This is Jim, your host. I have not been broadcasting for quite a while. I've been under the weather for the last couple weeks, so today is the first day that my voice is feeling up to speaking on air, so here I am. Well, today what I want to do, I want to get into, this is a screen English class that I created, and screen English, for anyone who doesn't know what that is, that's just basically showing something like a movie or a clip or whatever, and having students answer questions from that, kind of practice some listening, and then you can also actually have students get into doing some discussion, depending on what the subject is. So this one I thought was really fun to do for students, because actually it was this guy named Josh, and he had different groups of English people trying a famous Korean drink for the first time. The famous drink is actually what they do is they have soju and beer. Together they call that somek, right? What they call. So in fact, one of the people is actually a Catholic priest, so I thought that was kind of interesting. Now, I don't condone drinking to excess or underage drinking. As you'll see if you see the video. By the way, you can follow along on teachingenglishisfun.com. I have a link in the show notes here, and I'll also have, I'll have this posted on my actual page later. But if you go to teachingenglishisfun.com, just look for soju or beer, and this should pop up. It's got a really good search function for it. So anyway, without further ado, let me go ahead and get back into this right here. Yeah, I don't, as I said before, I don't condone drinking to excess or underage drinking. As you'll see, they have all kinds of disclaimers on this video that you'll watch for this, or that you'll play for your class. Or if you're a Korean student, I think you'll find this fun too. And it's a chance just to learn some English, and you can like listen to the people talking here. Now, if you're teaching English in Korea, or if you're a student, you should enjoy this video and the questions that I have made to go along with it. If you are not in Korea, it may be a chance to teach your students like a different culture or something that just a little bit different, especially if you know some people from Asia, either China or Japan. They're probably familiar with soju then. And soju is kind of, well, it's Korean version of sake, but the sake in Japan, they normally have it heated up. Soju is, I don't know, I think soju is death. I did not enjoy soju so much, but mixed with beer, it's not so bad. Actually, somek is not so bad, but by itself, it's like paint thinner, so it'll curl your toes. But it is the drink of choice in Korea, so if you're in Korea and you're out with students, you probably will have tried soju at least once in a while. And another thing is, this is pretty nice because even if you're teaching another student, you'll find that your students will relish this opportunity to learn about another culture, and it can lead to discussions about different cultures and the types of alcohol and customs associated with that culture, right? So, for example, Koreans are very big on customs and culture, and that you follow certain protocols when you drink. It is seen as a way to get to know one another, for one thing, and also a way to show that you know and also respect their culture. If you do not drink, you may find yourself facing people who actually will get upset, but just explain that either for either religious or personal reasons that you cannot have any alcohol. It is sometimes even more fun to watch everyone around you get plastered while you are perfectly sober. When I wound up getting myself a motorcycle for a while when I was in Korea, and you know, of course, you don't want to be drunk driving anyway, especially if you're on a motorcycle. So I would tell people, you know, I can't have any more, or I can just have, you know, like a little sip, that's it. And, you know, some people would get quite irate, but it was nice because I was able to, you know, stay stay from getting a headache the next day and stay from getting a hangover. So now I have a link for this video on here, and I also have a picture on my site, and you click on that picture, you can actually see it. It'll bring it up right here, and it's pretty funny. Josh has one friend, I think his name is John, I'm not sure, but his one friend is just crazy, and he just drinks like crazy, and he downs like I think a whole bottle of beer when they first show it. They also introduce some other Korean alcohols as well, which is kind of interesting. And I also have some questions made up already to go along with this, so you can actually just play this right here from this link that I have on my page, or you can find this on YouTube as well. You may play it from your phone, whatever. It's pretty good. Now, let me go ahead and I'll go into some of the questions that I have real quick, and then I'll just finish this up, and then we will be right back after this short break. Okay, continuing along here. If you watch this video or take a break and watch this or watch this afterward, you'll see they really have a fun time with this. Josh goes through and he meets with a number of people. He meets with a couple of young girls, not of course underage, but he meets with a priest, meets with an older gentleman. He meets with one of his crazy friends, and they all kind of give their views on what they think about drinking soju and beer mixed together, and it's quite interesting. It's kind of an interesting thing. So anyway, I have a list of questions that I made up here on the page. Just what are some of the reactions to Korean beer? Why does the priest think people drink soju? Is straight soju for everyone? And I can tell you right now, personally, for me, straight soju is not for me. I think, I forget what it was called now. They do have another thing where they mix like kind of a lemonade type thing with soju, and they've got different versions of stuff where they'll mix either like a wine or something else and just to make it a little bit softer and make it a little nicer. And then number five right here. Number four, sorry. What do you do if you can't handle straight soju? All right. And they mentioned that in this actual video. And then why are English people surprised by Korea's way of softening soju? Right. And I think, anyway, because, they soften it with another alcohol. So that's kind of a little bit shocking to people, that you would do that. And then what should be illegal in England, according to one guy, right? There's one guy who said something should be illegal, right? So just listen carefully and you can guess that. What is the overall thought about SOMEC? And then what kinds of things do you think British people would find strange about Korea? And these are actually some different questions that I made up just for discussion questions for my students. So if you're in Korea, you guys can talk about this, or your students can talk about that. So what kind of things do you think British people would find strange about Korea? And then are there things that you find strange about other countries? What are they? So again, I always try to add in some kind of discussion questions, something that people can broaden out from a video, and I always try to make a video have a point to it. So I'm playing this because I want people to be able to get into a discussion about some other things. So that can lead to some interesting things. And if you're in Korea and teaching, you can also probably add some things. And I also have a nice, cute little picture from Korea there of people gathering around cooking some food at the table. Some nice hot spicy food, which I probably need now to soothe my throat. Believe it or not, spicy food does help if you've got a sore throat. So you can also add your own questions, right? I made up some basic questions up top there, but you can always add your own. You can also notice that many of the people in the video mention some of the different kinds of customs that they have in Korea, as the priest does when he says that Josh should be using two hands when he pours the beer. So it looks like, these other British people they are like familiar with Korea. Maybe they've been there. Maybe they've, maybe he's worked in a mission there, or maybe they've actually taught there themselves. So they realize, you know, that right there. So those are some things that you can talk about. There's some other ideas that I thought up after those questions that I have up top there to continue conversation. If you are teaching about different cultures, especially if you're teaching like some people from different countries, right, you can talk about these. So number one right here, what are some customs that you have about alcohol in your country? What alcohol in your country is your country famous for? And for example, I think Mexico, right? You know, now I just drew a blank. Oh, sorry, any of my Mexican listeners out there. I was just Kahlua. There we go. Yeah. So I was just thinking of it, but it just went out of my head. So the interesting thing is, a lot of times you go to some of these countries and the drinks are so cheap down there in that country, and then you would cross the border and suddenly it's like $10, $20 more than it was in the country that you were just visiting. The same thing like soju. I think we buy soju here in America, it's going to be, you know, outrageously expensive. But in Korea, it's one of the cheapest drinks, and that's one of the reasons people drink it a lot, is because they can get drunk quick and they can get drunk cheap, you know, off of that. Okay, moving along. Number three right here. Do you like to drink, right? You know, that's another question that could be for anybody, right? Number four, and is getting into a little more deeper questions, right? What are some problems that might be caused by drinking, right? And then what do you think the legal drinking age should be? So if you'll notice, like, you know, all around the world, there are different legal drinking ages, right? When I was growing up, a long, long time ago, I think it used to be about 18 years old, and then they changed it, right? They actually changed the drinking age from 18 to 21. Now, one of the reasons that they lowered it is because a lot of men, you know, were drafted into the military, had to go off to war, had to, you know, fight and die for their country, but they couldn't have a beer. So they did get that overturned, but then, of course, and when you got people who are 18, they're still in high school, they can drink. They can also give drinks to all their friends who are underage. So that led to a lot of problems. So that's why they overturned that and changed that to now it's 21 all across America. But depending on where you go, it's a little different. Now, getting on to that, this next part right here, I just want to, if you guys are teaching, especially if you're teaching certain countries, you want to make sure you know what the local customs are regarding alcohol. Of course, I wouldn't do this video or class for children, right? This is, of course, for adults. But this is the warning. This video may not be for every class, right? If you're teaching, for example, in a majority Muslim country, then this is definitely going to be a no-no, right? As well as you'll find that some Christians are also offended by the use of alcohol. So know your students and try this only after you're more familiar with them, or that you know the customs and know that you're going to be okay when you go there. In fact, I remember I had this this one student, and we used to go out sometimes as a class and go out to drink, and it was really a good way to get some bonding. And I found that if you get chemistry with a class, then when you're in the classroom, they learn a lot more. And there was one time, like, when I was late, and I could hear this class just talking and talking and talking down the hall, and it was my class, and they were speaking in English, right? And they were speaking very loudly, but I wasn't even in the classroom yet. So it's wonderful to have that kind of chemistry in a class. So sometimes I would go out with a class and we'd have some drinks together or whatever. So anyway, I remember one student told me that she couldn't come when we said we were going to go out to drink as a class. When I asked her why, she stated, "I'm a Christian." Well, I countered with, "Well, you could just have a Coke then. You don't have to drink with us." And then I just, you know, it's funny because I just remember the expression on her face. She's like, "Oh, right." This little light bulb went off over her head. And she's like, "Ah." So long story short, she went out with us and we had a great time. And, you know, there was no problem. But the thing is, there are some people who don't want to drink and they feel pressured to drink, you know, especially I know in Korea, that's a big thing for especially devout Christians don't believe in drinking at all. And there's a lot of work pressure to drink when you go out. And so some people don't want to do that because of that pressure. And I told them, well, you don't have to drink. You know, just have a Coke. We don't care. You know, it's all right. You know, it's fine. So, you know, but that's the thing you'll have to, you know, look out for and then watch out for in your class. Well, moving on here, just eat, drink, and be merry. Second thought. Don't be merry. Be yourself. And students will love you for it. I hope the fun nature of this video is as infectious as it was when I played it for my class. My students really enjoyed it. And everybody had a great time watching this and kind of seeing, you know, other people like trying out, you know, other people from other countries, right, trying out something that was kind of a mainstay in their culture, right? And there's all kinds of videos like this out there. I know for Korea, to be truthful, I really haven't looked for other countries, but if you Google it or look online, you can probably find things like this. And this is something that's just always fun to do for students, right? You know, have people, you know, I think they had one video, I think I've got this linked actually on my site, where they, you know, can you tell if someone is an American, right? You know, and they all talked about what they thought about, you know, which one is American. They had the same thing where they, can you tell if someone is Korean, right? And so they've got all these like little videos out there where students from different countries are talking about things, and it's a good chance to get into discussion, stereotypes, you know, all Americans are loud and obnoxious like Jim, right? Or you can talk about, you know, some things, you know, sometimes there are stereotypes, but there is maybe some element of truth behind it, right? So you can talk about that as well, right? And I always used to like to use this for class when I talked about don't judge a book by its cover, but actually we all do, right? We all make, you know, snap decisions. We meet someone by the way they're dressed, by the way their hair is, by the way their face looks, right? That can maybe lead us to guess something about them. So anyway, it's a chance you can use to talk about some of these different topics for your class, and these videos are always a good chance to introduce some of those. So, I hope you all enjoy this, and I'll be on the lookout for any more great videos, and I'll see if I can find some things maybe from other cultures or other countries. Truth be told, I haven't really been teaching a lot of different cultures, but I can find some things, and maybe I'll make up some same videos. I'll make up some questions for some videos that are already out there for you guys right here so that you can use it for your class. Ready-made, boom, just show it and go on with the class. So until next class, have fun. And as always, be learning while you teach. I hope everybody stays safe and healthy out there. I know this will date this podcast, but the coronavirus is really big over in China. So I know some people are stressing out about that over there. I am sick, but do not have corona, knock on wood. Let's hope that everybody out there stays safe and healthy, and I will talk to you guys later, and you know, just remember to be healthy. All right.